Attracting $21 million United States dollars for indirect investment. In international news, Human Rights Watch accuses M23 and Rwandan forces of killings, rape in Uvira. And in sports news, Sports Minister Elvis Nkandu tasks Football Association of Zambia, FAZ, to secure a new copper police coach. And the other news every day. My name is Suyanja Malinga. Livingstone based governance expert Maria Malinue has called for a review of the qualifications required for presidential candidates to safeguard the integrity of Zambia's highest office. Ms. Malinue has underscored that while democracy allows citizens to participate freely in politics and form political parties, leadership must be grounded in responsibility, integrity, and good moral standing. Ms. Malinue has therefore warned that the growing number of presidential hopefuls could create confusion and undermine public confidence in the presidency. Meanwhile, she has urged electorates to understand the distinct of roles civic leaders and parliamentarians ahead of this year's general elections, adding that civic leaders act as a vital link between communities and local authorities by representing constituents, monitoring service delivery and facilitating public participation. Ms. Malinue highlighted that councillors also play a key role in ensuring that projects funded through the Constituency Development Fund are effectively implemented in their wards.
The office of the president is the highest office in any given country. It should not be taken as a joke. So really, when we have that number, it means that this is a cut. It means that it's an easy get. Like, oh, even me, I can wake up and become a president. The value of that status is reduced. So I think they need to revisit the requisites that we need. That is why we have seen a lot of confusion in these political parties, because everyone thinks, I can wake up and become a president tomorrow. So we need to revisit, we need to scrutinize who becomes a president, what it takes for one to become a president. We appreciate democracy, but it should come with responsibility. It should come with integrity. It should come with good, upright, moral standing, not just anybody. Otherwise, it's a recipe for disaster.
In a separate development, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has called on aspiring candidates for Livingstone Central and Maramba constituencies in Livingstone District, Southern Province, to ensure they meet all valid nomination requirements ahead of the August polls. Speaking during a briefing held at the Livingstone Council Chamber, ECZ Livingstone District Electoral Officer Sombo Kawirila emphasized that fulfilling all nomination conditions is a legal obligation and crucial for a successful nomination. Ms. Kawirila warned that candidates who fail to satisfy these requirements will have their nominations declared invalid, with only courts of law able to overturn such decisions. She urged all aspiring candidates to carefully comply with the nomination process to avoid disqualification. And the United Party for National Development, UPND, has cautioned aspiring candidates and party members against assuming that strong performances in primary elections automatically guarantee adoption as parliamentary candidates. UPND Chairperson for Elections and Campaigns, Likando Mufalali, says primary election rankings are only one stage in the party's broader candidate adoption process. In another development, Opposition Democratic Union President Akim Antony Njovu has labeled the 2021 to 2026 parliament a disaster, stating that majority Zambians are dissatisfied with the performance of most members of parliament, both in the House and in their constituencies. Mr. Njovu has criticized the rapid pace at which bills were pushed through parliament without sufficient stakeholder engagement, calling it one of the major shortcomings of Speaker Nelly Muti-led parliament. He has noted that the recent rushed 74 bills have not only sparked anger among the general public, but also worsened the already dented public image of this current parliament. Further, Ms. Dandovu has pointed out that poor performance of UPND MPs in recent party primary elections reflect widespread public dissatisfaction with their representatives.
Recently, after on this same bill that have been passed, the citizens are very dissatisfied. They have been happy. I think it's been something that we need to correct in the future. A lot of them mentioned, if you have noticed in my primary level of PhD, my standards were really that they are not being sure. So it's a message, it's a clear message that if parliament is not stable, we won't give you another chance. The minimum goal win and one new one deal. If just look at the results of your PhD, you see that my incumbent one deal, they are struggling to get the voted for. So it's a clear message that they are not happy with the way parliament has conducted itself. A lot of issues are things that still need to be looked at. So parliament did not do well. They've been rushing the same bills. I think it doesn't sit well with the citizens. Citizens are not happy because you can't rush to the bills in the first time. Time must be given. Even if you're not there.
In a separate development, government has signed a 15-year concession agreement for public-private partnership projects focused on supply chain finance platform and the development of national assessment and certification infrastructure, attracting $21 million US in foreign direct investment. The concession aims to onboard 225,000 small and medium enterprises, SMEs, and 3,483 corporate borders by 2040. Over the project's lifespan, the special purpose vehicle, SPV, is expected to contribute $45 million US in taxes and provide funding exceeding $383 million US to SMEs, which will also generate over $70 million US in additional tax revenue. During the signing ceremony, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stundekom Sokotwani highlighted that the platform introduces a modern, technology-driven financing ecosystem. Meanwhile, Dr. Sokotwani emphasized that MSMEs are the backbone of the economy as they create jobs and sustaining livelihoods. However, he said that these enterprises continue to face significant constraints, particularly concerning access to finance, adding that many viable businesses struggle to obtain credit due to lack of collateral, high interest rates, and stringent lending requirements. In international news, Human Rights Watch, HRW, said on Thursday that M23 rebels and Rwandan forces carried out a brutal month-long occupation of Uvira in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, marked by summary executions, rape, and enforced disappearances. HRW said it documented more than 50 summary executions, at least 8 rapes, and 12 enforced disappearances, along with gunfire targeting civilians as they tried to flee. The report is based on more than 120 interviews carried out in March and April this year. The group further said M23 fighters and Rwandan forces went door-to-door, targeting men and boys, accused of links to the Wazalendo militias. One witness quoted in the report said four members of his family were shot as they tried to escape. He described the scene as chaos. Human Rights Watch also says survivors of sexual violence had almost no access to medical care during the occupation, including treatment to prevent HIV infection. The organization says it contacted the Rwandan government and M23 leader Bertrand Bisimwa, but received no response. On March 2nd, the United States imposed sanctions on the Rwandan army and some of its commanders over their alleged role in Uvira's capture. Human Rights Watch is now calling for independent investigations, prosecutions, and stronger international support for UN-led accountability efforts. Still in international news, the body of the second U.S. soldier reported missing during an international training exercise in Morocco has been recovered, the U.S. Army said Wednesday. The bear disappeared near a cliff on the Atlantic coast while taking part in the African Lion 2026 military exercise. The remains of the two service members, including 19-year-old specialist Maria Collington, whose body was found